Medical malpractice may now be the third leading cause of death, according to researchers at Johns Hopkins University. So how much should we be able to sue for our pain and suffering when doctors make mistakes? Should the state legislature get to decide? Arkansas Public Media's Sarah Weitz-Kotacek has this report.
In November, voters will go to the polls to decide on ballot issue 4. A yes vote allows legislators to limit how much patients can sue for non-economic damages to at least $250,000. So what is a non-economic cap? If a 30-year-old truck driver can no longer work after a botched procedure, they could be compensated for lost income. Pain and suffering is a non-economic basis for suing. It's typically how retirees and non-working people finance costly malpractice suits.
Being able to sue gave me and my family a way of feeling that in some small way they were held accountable.
The head of Arkansas Advocates for Nursing Home Residents is against Issue 4. Martha Devers settled a malpractice suit for her mother's death at a Conway nursing home in 1999. The journalism nonprofit ProPublica gathered data from around the nation and found in Arkansas, one in every four nursing homes has serious problems with severe staff violations. An industry association group representing Arkansas nursing homes has spent nearly $500,000 to advocate for the liability caps. Denise Hoggard is president of the Arkansas Bar Association. She says if ballot issue 4's $250,000 non-economic damages limit and a one-third cap on attorney contingency fees were adopted, lawyers wouldn't take cases like Martha Devers because they wouldn't stand a profit.
If we're creating an environment where doctors want to come because they can commit negligence against our people and not have to pay what a jury thinks they ought to, then I'm not in favor of that.
The Bar Association filed one of two lawsuits to stop Issue 4. The suit pending before the Arkansas Supreme Court argues the amendment would allow the legislature to hamstring jury awards, but its intent is not communicated. Hoggard says that's a separation of powers issue since it allows the legislature to tell the courts what to do. Daniel Greenberg is an attorney for the Healthcare Access for Arkansans Ballot Initiative Group. He helped write the amendment. He says its intent is clear. Malpractice suits are brought for frivolous reasons, and big payouts are driving doctors away from the state.
Every time a healthcare provider steps into, you know, the operating room or steps into some place where they're giving care, they're facing kind of a negative lottery. I mean, they're facing a chance of a huge verdict against them.
The American Medical Association is for tort reform, like Issue 4. It says 40% of doctors have been sued by age of 55, and half of them did nothing wrong at the time. There's not evidence per se of doctors leaving the state for that reason, but the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation found capping awards on non-economic damages can have a small positive effect. Darren McKinney with the American Tort Reform Association says malpractice lawyers are like parasites. They scare doctors into paying for unnecessary tests and drive up insurance premiums by gouging out undeserved awards.
Trial lawyers would have us believe that they're sticking up for little guys and so on. In fact, their work that in some cases, in many cases, makes them very rich, ultimately deprives communities of much needed critical health care.
While 27 states have implemented some type of tort reform, this isn't the first go-round in Arkansas. A previous amendment failed to gain sufficient support in the 2013 legislative session. Data from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services show medical negligence is 0.2% of health care spending in the United States. And in Arkansas, doctors pay the 10th lowest premiums nationwide, according to the Medical Liability Monitor. Sarah Weitz-Kotacek, Arkansas Public Media.